We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
West Virginia backed up Sunday's win over Baylor with a midweek win against Marshall Wednesday night at Mon County Ballpark. Listen to what Coach Randy Mazey had to say coming up right after this.
Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus brings you more than 400 exclusive live events, select conference championship events, coaches' press conferences, and original content. Sign up for Big 12 Now on ESPNplus.com/Big12Now.
Hey, Coach, congratulations on the win. Jake has kind of struggled out of the gate, and then you gave him the start today, and he got his first win. How does it feel to kind of see him get some success today?
Yeah, we need somebody else to step up and give us some starts. You know, it's no secret. I say it every time somebody interviews me that starting pitching is the key to this thing. So we're just trying to find pieces, man. And he's got a history here of being able to start. So he's gonna have to have a shot at this thing. So it was good to see him go out there and throw up some zeros and get some of his pitches back. He looked a little bit like the Jake Carr of old tonight after the first inning.
Next is Greg Carey.
Coach, you indicated after Sunday's win that, you know, every season has that turning point. I know that there's obviously a lot to build off of still, but how do you feel about your club heading into a big weekend series after this one?
Well, good. You know, I told him even when we were losing – I think we lost five in a row at one point. I kept telling them, you know, the offense is getting better. Even though we're losing, I think in four of those five losses, maybe all five of them, we had a lead at some point in the game. So the offense is doing their thing. We just have to find some pitchers that once we score, that can keep the other team from scoring. As we had the Sunday – the game three of the Oklahoma State series, we scored 11 runs. Usually when you do that, the last thing you expect to do is lose by 10. So we're starting to swing it okay, and defense has been pretty solid the whole season. It's just all about those guys on the mound. It was refreshing to see some guys throw pretty good tonight.
Next is Cody Nesper.
Coach, going back to Jake real quick, what was his issue at the beginning of the season and what's been different for him the last few times out?
He was just pitching up in the strike zone. You know, some guys have a fastball that's conducive to being able to pitch up in the strike zone, like a Madison Jeffrey that throws it up there 95, 96 miles an hour, and guys swing through it. But Jake's not that guy. He's a two-seam fastball guy with sink and run on his ball, and he just can't pitch up in the zone like other guys. And that's what he was doing early on. And, you know, we've made a conscious effort here in the last couple of weeks to get his fastball below the belt and throw it on the knees. And when he does that, he gets a lot of ground balls. And that's how he got out of that first inning with a nice double play ball. So it's starting to come for him. He's starting to get a little more confidence and starting to spin his curveball a little bit more. So he's trending in the right direction for sure.
Go ahead, Wesley Shoemaker.
Coach, you faced eight different pitchers tonight. What's it like offensively having to face eight different pitchers and seeing your offense being able to have success against a lot of different guys?
You know, it's not that easy to do as a hitter to face a different pitcher every time out, but the odds are in your favor if the other team throws eight pitchers that at least one of them's not going to have that great of a night, you know, so that it gives you an opportunity to score some runs when they do that. So it's hard to do that. Necessary in these midweek games to run a lot of guys out there because everybody's a little bit short-staffed right now. But, you know, that kind of favors the other team when you do that because it's hard to do that and have all eight of them throw the ball really well.
Cody?
So we all know how tough Big 12 play is. Is it even harder this year given that you know, you didn't get any of it last year?
Yeah, it's harder because every team in the league is better because they've got, you know, between COVID and the draft only being five rounds, the top four teams in this league, top four or five, they all have five or six kids on the team right now that probably wouldn't be on the team had the draft been a regular draft and had kids not gotten their years back. So I think the league is as good as it's ever been. And the Texas Techs and TCUs and Texases of the world or Oklahoma State, these are the best teams they've had in a long time. So that just makes it that much tougher.
Back to Sam.
Coach, you mentioned that you told your team that the offense is getting better. Tonight was another solid offensive performance, 9 runs and 11 hits. What are you liking about your offense so far right now?
Just the way guys are competing, you know, it's a lot of times it's hard in the middle of the season to make adjustments with your hitting because it's, you know, you're playing a lot more games than you are practicing. So, but we have guys that are making adjustments and getting better because of it and working really hard at it. And I think guys are the compete level is really high right now with everybody in the lineup and McCormick starting to swing it. Paul McIntosh is starting to swing it. Austin Davis had a great night. So I think there's several guys in the lineup that are swinging it as good or if not better right now than they have the whole season.
And Greg.
Coach, obviously when you went to Huntington, I know you weren't there, but team-wise, you know, it wasn't the result you desired. Marshall's really struggled since then. Was there any talk about their struggles and kind of not letting them snap this losing streak tonight as you tried to get even with them from earlier?
No, I didn't have any idea that they had a losing streak. I just told our guys, you can't let your in-state rival beat you twice in one season, especially on your home field. So this is one of those water cooler games, you know, that people that work in the same office, that one of them's a Mountaineer and one of them's a thundering herdsman, that there's a lot of talk that goes on at the water cooler. And you know, there's husbands and wives that are split families between the Mountaineers and Marshals. So, you know, especially for the guys on our team that aren't from the state of West Virginia, they probably don't understand the importance of a game like this, like the in-state kids do. So we try and let them know that this is a game that, you know, has recruiting implications and a lot more than just the final score.
And we'll finish up tonight with Cody.
Coach, talking about some of the young hitters, certainly Mikey and then McGuire tonight, have you ever had a freshman class that really has been able to compete this much this early in their careers?
No, you know, and a lot of it is because, you know, when we had the COVID thing going on, those guys got a lot of at-bats the first three or four weeks of the season that they normally wouldn't have gotten because, you know, we had a lot of guys out with COVID. You know, early on before you start conference, you try and get those freshmen as many ABs as you can, but usually it's about 5 or 10 each, you know, going into conference play. And you don't ever really know what you have until they become an everyday guy. But the fact that they had to play so much early on kind of gives you an indication of what they can do for you. And we said guys like Holbrook and Mikey and those guys have gotten in there. Braden Berry's gotten in there a lot and have shown pretty well for us that those guys are going to have good careers.
And that was Coach Randy Mazey. The Mountaineers have a three-game weekend series against 7th-ranked Texas Tech beginning on Friday at 6:30 at Mon County Ballpark. Thanks for listening.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.